It's really an energized group after a big win last week against Green Bay. So, you know, judging by that last game, they're excited. They're ready to go on the road again and come in here and bring their best. So they're obviously energized from, you know, they're rallying around their coach who's sick right now. So it's, you know, that's obviously their battle cry. And you know, we can totally understand that and how that compels the team to play really well, and not only they're playing harder and faster and stronger, but smarter. So, you know, we're gonna obviously get their best shot, and it's our job to be ready for the challenge and play well.
How good does it feel knowing that you most likely will have Dustin back?
Oh, that's huge. That's great news. You know, he looked good in practice today. So, you know, him, Steven, any of those guys we can get back is always a plus. The good thing about this situation is it's given a guy like Jeff, for example. Jeff Cumberland's had a chance to play a lot more than he's used to play a little different role than he's used to, and it's made him such a better player. And now Dustin Keller coming back, that just makes that tight end room even more dynamic. So, you know, I don't really focus on the challenges. I just think it can only help us get better. It can help me get better, and it takes work. It takes time, but, you know, that's what this is all about, and I'm glad I have. I'm fortunate enough to have guys that are willing to put in the work and really try and pick up the slack for San Antonio being down. I'm keeping my routine the same. You know, I'm not changing anything. The only thing I'm trying to do extra is you know, if there's anything I can do to help those wideouts, help, you know, new guys like Jason Hill comprehend everything. I mean, the guy, he's learning this offense for the first time, so you know he's in a time crunch. And anything we can talk about, any little tags I can help remind him with. You know, during the week, and then during the game, you know, he played his butt off last week, and you know, he was getting signals from me. He was getting, you know, things changed during the game, so he's in the heat of the moment trying to figure things out. So I think if anything, I'm not changing much. I'm just trying to add to my routine, and that's try and bring these guys along and get them ready to play for Sunday. Well, I think that's, you know, that's when you can get into a little bit of some tough situations. You know, you got to be smart. You got to still go through your reads, and if guys aren't open, they're not open, and that's the way it works. But we got to work to get open, figure out ways to get guys open, and you know, when the back's my only option, when it's time to run, you know, tuck it and get us as many yards as possible, you know, and get down. So that's really where my head's at. I'm trying not to the trap you could fall into is trying to do too much, and that's what I'm trying to steer clear of. More than anything, we're just trying to get a win. Just trying to get a win. And winning changes a lot, you know, and losing is no fun. So, you know, if you want to call it frustration or just flat out being upset that we haven't won, then, you know, you can call it that too. But we're going to find a way to win, and, you know, hopefully we can start this week.